Hi everyone, this is Matt Price, one of the hosts for the longest running Dynasty focused podcast on the planet, the DLF Dynasty Podcast. Each week we'll bring you an episode packed with relevant and actionable Dynasty information that you can use to help win your league. When I'm in the host chair, we might even play a game or two. We are always open to topic suggestions, so if there's something you'd like to hear us discuss, please let us know. Thanks for listening.
Let the games begin!
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into episode 73 of Dynasty Game Night. I am not Russ Fisher or Matt Price or John Bosch, but I am your host tonight, Rocky Petrella at Dynasty FF Addict on Twitter. And I'm not sure, but I think this might be the first time none of those other three, because they're not playing tonight either. This might be the first time they haven't been on the show, which I think probably makes me the now permanent fourth co-host. Does that sound right, guys?
Sounds perfect to me.
Yeah, I think so. But
you're the only host I know.
But we have three great contestants on tonight. You just heard from. First, I'll introduce the only other one who has also hosted this show, I believe, which is at FF Man Bun, Gabe Gearing. Gabe, how are you doing?
I wish you didn't say that, because I'm pretty sure that was butchered by me, and I need to come back and relinquish anything that ever happened there. And yeah, but thanks. Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. I think that I'm a little I don't know. People usually say what, that they're undermatched. I feel like I'm overmatched tonight.
We'll see. We also got Mitch Sorensen. Sorry, I'm butchering your name. Mitch Sorensen here. Mitch, how's it going tonight?
What's going on, guys? I'm ready. This is going to be fun. I've been listening. I've been prepping. I think I know what's going to happen, so I probably won't get anything right, but I'm going to try. And trying is really all that matters.
Yes, as long as you try, then we all still love you, Mitch. No matter how bad you might do tonight.
It's going to be bad.
And then finally, Jeff Bell. Jeff, how's it going?
Doing great. I'm Jeff, for whom J Bell tolls on Twitter. I'm very excited. I think Gabe was saying he's overmatched. I feel like I could feel that feeling, but I'm going to go with I'm matched today. So I'm excited for it.
Okay, I guess we'll get right into the games here. We have three games tonight, as always. And I mentioned to the guys before the show, whenever Russ or I is hosting, there's definitely going to be a name game. So that's one of them. And there's two other games that are sort of new. Anytime I come up with something new, it's usually ripping off somebody else's idea and just putting a little twist on it, which is what I've done here. So one is called This Guy or That Guy, which is an ADP-based game. And the third one is called Dynasty Time Machine, which is a trade-based game. And is, if any of you are or anybody listening is familiar with John Bosch's and Bob Gilchrist's new pod, it is sort of based on that, and they gave me permission to use it tonight. So that's the third game. So, Jeff, as the first person to hop on board for this episode, I'm going to let you pick the first game.
Let's do Dynasty Time Machine.
Okay, Dynasty Time Machine. So how this is going to work is, if you've ever, like I said, if you ever listened to that pod, it's going to be pretty similar. There's going to be four trades that I've pulled from the Dynasty Trade Finder on DLF, which I neglected to mention that this is a DLF family of podcasts. So Russ would kill me if I didn't get that in there. So, but there's four trades, and one from September, one from December, one from February, one from April. And how this is going to work is I am going to start with one of you each time. I got one for each of the four positions. It's all, and this is all 12-team Superflex PPR. And the tight end ones, excuse me, DLF doesn't give you a filter for tight end premium, but it does specify in the trade. So the tight end ones are tight end premium. I'm not sure if I don't think there's much tight ends involved in the other ones, so hopefully not, because I didn't check if they were tight end premium or not. But anyway, when I give you each of the four trades, we'll start with Jeff this round since he picked the game. What's going to happen is I'm going to give you a trade, and you have to guess who that player was. I'm going to give you the age, the position, and then say the trade without saying their name. And then you have to guess the player. We'll go around. We'll rotate each position for the first three positions. So Jeff will start this one. Mitch will start the next one. So, you know, because the first person obviously has a little bit of an advantage getting to guess first. And Gabe, the third one. And then the fourth one, you actually will all get a chance to answer for each round. And if you get it, like I said, four trades. So there's 4 points if you get it on the first trade, 3 points on the second, 2 points on the third, 1 point on the last one. And if hopefully I don't have any where you guys don't get it. So this could take a while depending on how good a guessers you are, or it could be really quick. I guess we'll see how it goes. But I guess I'll let you two, Jeff, pick. I'll let each person who's starting pick the position they want to go with. Like I said, there's one at each position, so the fantasy position. So
I'll do quarterbacks.
Okay, quarterback. On September 4th, this 24-year-old quarterback was traded for Kareem Hunt and a 2021 first.
Baker Mayfield.
It is not Baker Mayfield. We're going to go clockwise, so that means Mitch, you're next.
Josh Allen.
It is not Josh Allen either.
Am I allowed to have a year one more time?
With the how old they are?
Is it just this year?
Yeah, well, it's last September.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, last September, September 4th, if that helps you any.
Because I heard the age. I just thought we were talking about a year specifically, but okay.
Don't want to make it too easy for you.
Right, yeah, yeah. Come on. It's the first game, Rocky. Okay, they make Wheel of Fortune really easy. Like, we, you know, the RSTLNE. Come on. I'm FF filibustering right now. All right.
Very good at that game.
I am. I really am. Y'all don't even know. Let's see. What are we going to go with?
And I did try to make these trades so I didn't think that they were too out of whack to throw you off too much.
I thought those two guesses were so good.
Some of them will seem out of whack given now. This one, I'm not going to say anything, but.
No, tell me more.
Keep going.
Nah, I don't want to give it away. I didn't give those guys any hint. But I will definitely say that some of them, if you look at it through a today lens, it will look differently than if you look at it through the September lens or the December lens or things like that.
Would it be like a. I'm not even sure. I'm going to have to throw something out. I don't think he's 24, though. Jared Goff?
It is not Jared Goff. So we got through the first one with nobody getting any points there. So we'll move to the December trade. So, Jeff, this quarterback was traded with Christian Kirk and a 21 second for David Montgomery on December 23rd.
Do I know how old he is?
24.
Same quarterback?
Yep, it's all the same guy. Not Sam Darnold. Not a bad guess, but not Sam Darnold. So, Mitch. 21 second, random 21 second at that point. They weren't decided. Christian Kirk.
Like the only 24-year-old quarterback that's popping up in my head. I know the trade values don't make sense at all, but Joe Burrow, maybe because he was injured, you know, maybe got like a big injury discount there.
I get it, but no. I thought this one would be actually the easiest one because it's a quarterback. There's not that many of them, and you have an age for it, so you
know we'll get there. We'll get there.
You know, it's not like Tom Brady. So,
all right. Yeah. So this is December.
Yep, this QB Christian Kirk, 21 second for David Montgomery. So he's.
I didn't even ask. Was this Superflex?
Oh, it's all Superflex. Superflex PPR, and the tight end one is definitely tight end premium. 12 team.
Oh, Christian Kirk in a second. That's got to be it.
Yeah, look at the, if you remember the last one, it's it would appear his value went down from the last trade. Which I will.
Oh, there's two in between. I was there's two in between, and I don't know their ages. That's why I don't know. I don't know the ages. Yeah, that's my problem right now.
Mostly just help you eliminate a certain pool of players, at least anyway. Like I said, you know it's not Tom Brady, so that kind of guy.
But the first one, the first trade. Can you say the first trade again? Am I allowed to filibuster?
I'll repeat the first trade if you guys ask me. It's Kareem Hunt. This quarterback, the 24-year-old quarterback, for Kareem Hunt and a 2021 first back at the beginning of September.
Holy cow. What?
It may make sense when you hear the name.
Oh, you guys, y'all
have an idea.
I have a pretty good idea too.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Christian Kirk in a second? That's like a cheeseburger.
Kind of makes sense.
How did it fall off? Think about like anyway.
No, he wasn't traded for Christian Kirk in a second.
No, he was in the deal
with Kirk in a second for David Montgomery.
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry. Oh yeah, David Montgomery. Okay. Okay. Now we're okay. Oh. Okay. Wait.
Which is still a fight. Yeah,
still hard. About the same. Yeah.
Still hard. Still hard. All right. Daniel Jones?
Not Daniel Jones. So Jeff, you said you thought you might have an idea.
Yeah. Drew Lock.
No.
It is Drew Lock.
That was good job, dude. Between good job.
Yeah, because he had a lot of hype coming into the season, but by December it was all gone. So So Jeff gets 3 points.
With Daniel Jones too. A little bit. Right. Not as much as a fall. I should have gone Drew Lock. Yeah.
I ended up trading for Drew Lock. I think I traded Daryl Henderson, I think a second round pick, and I got Drew Lock and Darnell Mooney somehow. So I was like, sure. It was one of those that hits the inbox. You're like, sure, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means we move on to Mitch. And Mitch, you get to pick the position. We got running back, wide receiver, tight end.
Let's go tight end.
Okay, tight end. Like I said, these 12-team super flex tight end premium for the tight end one. I'm going to give you a little hint on this one, that this first trade, I think, even at the time, was a little unbalanced. I'm going to tell you that. So 26-year-old tight end on September 15th was traded straight up for CD Lamb.
26. I'm going to go with Hunter Henry.
Not Hunter Henry. So that goes to you, Gabe.
Ugh. In December.
This is September, this one. September 15th.
Oh, December. September.
September, yeah.
Okay. Embers. Embers. Is that a hint? with a 26-year-old tight end for...
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb.
And what I've already acknowledged was a bit of an unbalanced trade even at the time. But there weren't a lot of great ones to choose from, I think, when I was looking at this guy in September.
And it's tight end premium or of yes. sorts?
It's okay. Tight end. Yeah. Doesn't tell you on the site how big the premium is, but it does say it's tight end sure. premium.
Would we do Austin Hooper?
We would not do. Well, this guy at least wouldn't do Austin Hooper because that's not the right answer.
So you said under, the value was off. I thought maybe. All right.
It's not quite Austin Hooper off. I'll tell you that.
Evan Engram.
Damn, Jeff.
That was good.
That's like Austin Hooper off. What? And Hunter Henry off. Those were all good guesses. I think we all did great on those guesses.
I think in September it wasn't as off. I think a lot of people still, like you said with Jones, were still on Engram in September. So,
it was on the other end. You were saying that. It was too much.
It was way too much. Too much to get for Evan Engram with CeeDee Lamb was getting too much. But I think even in September, I think Hooper was lower than Engram is my point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're on to the third position. This actually has gone a little quick. I was glad because I ran this game by Russ before I did it. And he was like, this game could take forever if they have to go through all four trades for each guy. And we haven't had to do that. So, okay. So we're left with wide receiver and running back, Gabe.
Running back.
Okay. On September 30th, this 25-year-old running back was traded straight up for Mike Evans. What does he have to do, Gabe?
Oh, God. Why would that happen to me? Why would that happen to me? A 25-year-old running back? I don't care about their ages. I just know when they're bad. I only care about their, like, 21 through 23 years. 25-year-old running back for Mike Evans. Boy, that's spicy. Why would anyone ever do that? Well, I mean, why would anyone ever acquire the 25-year-old running back? Excuse me. You should always acquire Mike Evans. That's the – here I go filibustering. Okay, let's go.
Straight 1,000-yard seasons. Mike Evans.
Yeah. Try and find a season under 1,000. Go ahead. I'll wait. I don't think he's 25. He might be. I don't think he is. I think he's 24. Aaron Jones?
It is not Aaron Jones.
All right.
So, Jeff, you going to take another one super quick?
Aaron Jones was my first guess, so that I'm going to have to – let's see here. 25-year-old running back traded for Mike Evans. Joe Mixon?
Not Joe Mixon. So, Mitch, you get a chance here on this first one.
That's a good guess, too.
There's two I'm torn on because I don't know if one of them is 25, but I'm going to go with Nick Chubb first.
I thought one of you might guess Nick Chubb. It is not Nick Chubb.
Oh, man.
So we'll go to the second trade for Gabe. December 9th, this running back was traded with a 21 fourth for Miles Sanders and two 21 fifths.
Okay. In December?
December 9th. So I guess that would be still in season, but pretty late. That might be playoff time. I'm not quite sure.
What a stupid addition to a trade.
I'll give you some.
I'm sorry for if anyone listening to the randomly, they're like, oh my God, they talked about my trade with the fourths and the fifths.
Gotta even that out a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Gotta make it fair.
Here's my fifths.
They're like, I don't think it's quite lateral, but what if I threw in
not one fifth? I need two. Who will make this work?
I have the subway card that's two punches away.
I know, yeah. They literally did. They did. They probably got a guest appearance on the pod. Jeff, did you make this trade?
No.
Like, we'll invite you onto the pod if you accept. And we don't even know who it is. Look at me. I swear I'm going to change my name to FF Filibuster.
FF Filibuster.
I swear I will.
Now you got what Pelobun on there? Now you got to change.
I know
Filibuster.
This is tough, though. They make you think off top, and I just want to Google every time in front of me. Like, right? That's what I do on Open Bar. I'm always like Googling stuff, and then I'm just all right. So sorry. Back to serious. Let's go. Let's go. December for Miles Sanders too. Ooh, how is it not Aaron Jones? What in the world? You sure? Did you get the name?
Aaron Jones was a good guess.
Aaron Jones.
That's got to be close too. That's got to be close in ADP, man. It's tough. You got to like run through divisions without studying ADP.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much the age even helps on this one. Like, you know, it's not a rookie, but beyond that, it's kind of hard to know these guys' ages.
Exactly. Yep.
Like end of their contract type of thing. I guess maybe it could be Austin Eckler.
Oh. Ding, ding, ding.
That was my guess. That was my guess all the way.
Huh.
So that was the second trade. So that's now 3 points for Gabe on that one. So Jeff got it on the first one. Was that for which one? One of those ones. I think, was it Ingram you got on the
Ingram,
first?
Yeah.
And then second one, another two. He's got seven to three. Mitch, you cannot win this one. You can just get some points just for the hell of
it. That's right.
Mitch is on Team Jeff right now.
I know. You could ruin my – yeah, exactly.
That's my whole plan here. Yeah.
Mitch, how could you?
Sorry.
You've been on my pod and Jeff hasn't yet.
That's true. Never mind. Yeah, we're going to switch this up. Sorry.
You're out, Jeff. Mitch is going to mute.
At this point, all you can do would then be to tie. So you would have to get it on this first round here. And like I said, on this last one, you all get to answer. I guess technically you could copy each other's answers. I'd rather you not do that if that's not what you think. But it's a 24-year-old wide receiver. September 22nd was traded straight up for Cam Akers. September 22nd.
This one might take a while.
Yeah.
Which means wide receivers take a while.
Yeah, if it does, Jeff is getting this win, because the only way that he's not is if you get it on the first try, Gabe. But yeah. So we've been going around. So we'll start with Jeff, but you all get to answer before I move on to the next trade and tell you if you're right or wrong.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
Okay. Cam Akers was a second round pick.
Wait, was he going to say no or not? Yeah, I don't know.
I think we're all
yes or no on this last one.
Diontae Johnson.
Are we just picking Steelers wide receivers now?
Yeah.
Am I required?
I picked the good one.
I have to do Claypool?
He is the best one, Mitch.
We can pick James Washington, but I don't think that's going to be the right answer.
Yeah, that might not be it. Cam Akers. What did you say, December?
September 22nd.
I keep forgetting your embers.
It's not good with dates.
I know. I keep forgetting your embers. I wish they would make the months more diverse. Like, why do they have to end with embers? So many of them end with embers.
That's true.
And then they throw in October, and it's like, what are you doing? You can get with the plan. Filibuster. All right. Akers in September. Huh. You said September 30th?
September. I just went off that screen.
Was that allowed? Sorry, you don't have to say that if that wasn't a thing.
September 22nd. That,
yeah, I don't want Jeff getting mad at me. You didn't say that to me. I'm changing from Juju's here. Cam, what would they do for Cam? Those are good guesses. I don't know if the Deontay's good, but Juju's good.
Sorry.
Mitch is on your team. Mitch is trying to win.
I know.
You could have done better, Mitch. Or maybe that was good. Maybe you just threw one off. Okay. I see what you did. Oh, Mitch. All right.
Well, I'm going with either way. This is going to work out for me.
Keenan Allen?
I will say one of you is correct, and it is Mitch.
Yes, that's what I like to hear.
Which means Jeff wins the game, and it's up. It's up 1-0.
Good job,
game.
Mitch.
What?
Thank you.
Yep, 7-4-3. So,
how was Cam Akers traded for Diontae Johnson? Are you serious?
Cam Akers hadn't done much at that point. Brown went off in week one or whatever it was.
I think, wasn't Akers even injured during September? He wasn't on the field much.
I'm not sure if he was hurt by the 22nd or not, but he might have been. Yeah.
That was a panic. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to grab a guy.
Yep. Yeah.
Deontay's good. I like Deontay, but that was
a bad
trade. I did not think you guys were going to get that on the first one. I was surprised. I tried to keep straight.
Mitch. I'm proud of you, Mitch.
Thank you.
Good job. Yeah, good job, Mitch.
Okay, so we'll just rotate on who picks the games here. So, Mitch, you can pick. Do you want to go name game or this guy or that guy?
This guy or that guy.
All righty. So this is another ripoff game where Russ did one a few months back called This or That, where he asked a bunch of Dynasty-type questions. And this is the game, by the way, guys, that I told you before the show you needed a piece of paper and something to write with. All you need to do is write A on one side and B on the other. Because what this game is I'm going to give you two players. One will be A, one will be B, obviously. And what you have to tell me is which one moved more in ADP from August of last year to April of this year. So just before to now. Because this April super, this is all super flex ADP, and this is total ADP. This is not positional ADP. So back in August, before the season, we've had a whole season. We've had free agency and all that. Who moved the most between August and April? That's going to be the first part. And when I give you that, you're all going to hold up your paper for which guy you think it is, A or B. And the second part is you all get a chance to earn a bonus point by guessing how far he moved. I'm not going to tell you if it's up or down, but most of them are going to be pretty obvious. And you guess how far he moved. And again, this is total ADP, not positional, so that makes a difference in your guess there. So, like, if he went from, say, the 23rd in ADP in August to 50th in April, you would say 27. So
perfect.
Got it?
Got it.
Okay. Here's our first one. Who moved more in ADP? Which guy? Ezekiel Elliott, A, or Clyde Edwards-Helaire, B, from August to April? Now, this is not working because I cannot see your papers. You need to have darker writing utensils. Okay, now I can see. This, which makes for fabulous podcasting, by the way. Okay, so we have Jeff with an A, Mitch with an A, and Man Bun with a B. And Gabe is the only one that is correct.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah,
but you all still get to guess. It's not just the guy who gets it, you know, because you could have all three got it right. You all get to guess how big the drop was, and I'll tell you both of them after we guess this number. But it was Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So how far did he drop from August to April?
And this is still in Superflex. Is that
Superflex overall ADP? And you don't have to write this down. We just go around. And okay. since we'll just go in the Mitch, Gabe, Jeff order. So
we'll go with 40.
Gabe?
That's disrespectful, Mitch.
Done lots of startups this year.
Yeah, maybe you're right then. I haven't yet. So
I just wanted to mention. You do get 1 point for each thing. So you got 1 point for getting that right. You'll get 1 point if you're the one who gets it the closest on the number.
Wow, you're just gifting them a point even though they guessed the wrong player.
In theory, Gabe, on the next one, everybody could get it.
I'm just kidding. I love DGN. I love you guys. All right. I hate that Jeff gets to go last. I really hate that.
I'm gonna rotate it so he won't go last every time.
27.
Jeff?
Yeah, what you think about that odd number, Jeff?
Threw it off.
Give me 31.
Oh, you son of a.
And it honestly didn't matter what either you two said because he dropped exactly 30 spots, which was Mitch's guess.
Mitch nailed 40. Exactly.
Went from 11 to 51. CEH did.
I may have done a few startups this season. Just a couple.
But you didn't get the first question right, though.
Well, I forgot how much we like Zeke and how much we hate Zeke. You know, it kind of messed me up a little bit, too.
A lot of these are close. Zeke went from 6 to 44 for a drop of 38 spots.
Hmm. Oh, wow. That was close.
A lot of them are.
I didn't expect it that much. I just knew that I figured CEH was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I maybe should have told you guys to bring Sharpies because you're going to have to hold those papers way up to the camera because I can't.
I'll make it darker.
Could you see mine?
Kind of. But anyway, the next one is A, Justin Herbert, or B, Antonio Gibson. Who moved more from August to April?
Ooh, that's a fun one. I like that.
And again, this is Superflex. Superflex PPR 12 team.
Sorry, I'm bolding my letters to.
Both of you guys did it darker. I appreciate you very much.
I'm filibustering.
I'm waiting for Gabe to put his up before I start.
Which one? What was the? Sorry, what was the order?
It was A, Herbert, P, Gibson.
A was Herbert, B was Gibson.
Yes.
All right. That's got to be. Yeah.
I were laughing because Gabe put his hand up to the camera so he wouldn't see the other ones. Okay. And the answer is A, Justin Herbert.
Nice.
That's got to be. Yeah.
Point for Jeff and Gabe. Jeff guessed Gibson.
I guessed Gibson.
I don't blame you. Both were huge risers.
It must have been after the whole incident and release happened. Yep. I'm guessing.
Shot the lung.
Superflex helped.
And so now you got to guess how many spots did Herbert move up in Superflex ADP from August to April? And we will start. I think we started with Mitch last time, so we'll start with Gabe.
I hate this game.
You just try and think of it in terms of rounds, and then go.
I know basically is what I'm doing, but I like Mitch in Mitch's advantage. I haven't done a startup, and I refuse to do startups. So I'm trying to
going. It's just how low is he?
I'm like legitimate. Like I haven't even. I truthfully have not looked at ADP since probably like February or March or like whatever like J Mike has said on the open bar. Like no idea. So I'm just like guessing. It's a pure guess, but I'm just trying to think of what people might think, which is really what this game is all about. So I will say 50.
50, Gabe. Jeff.
83, Andre Reed. Let's go.
We'll go for an even 100.
I think it might be big. I was given too much respect.
It is big.
Yeah.
But Jeff was closer on this one.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Herbert went from 93 to 6.
I knew he was really heavy. I just didn't know how deep.
So close.
Score off. You were 13 off, Mitch. Gibson, by the way, went from 110 to 28 for is a rise of 82 spots. So Jeff gets the point there, and we'll move on to the next guy, which the next two guys, I should say. A, Cam Akers, or B, DK Metcalf? Who moved more, August, April?
That one's interesting. A, Cam Akers, B, DK Metcalf?
That is correct. All three guys taking their time. All three guys said B, and all of you are wrong.
Really?
Oh, no way.
I will tell you, it is a close one again.
It has to be super close.
Really?
Yeah.
I should have thought of the releases of Malcolm Brown.
It's super close. It could have gone either way. So, but I'm not going to say, obviously, the numbers because you have to guess. So start with Jeff. How much? Now, obviously, this is how much did Cam Akers go up, because Cam Akers was the right answer.
34, Thurman Thomas.
We're just going to do Bills jersey numbers for the rest of this game.
24.
And the Superflex thing is messing me up. Obviously, because I bet I was right with 50.
In one QB. Yeah, you might have been.
I got to double all my answers. and Akers was the answer. How did that happen? What in the world? All right. Is it 34, 24? I'm going to say, I'll just go higher. I'll just go higher, I suppose. 35.
And the winner this time for the bonus point is Mitch, because it was 20,
I hate Mitch so much.
23. You said 24, correct?
Yep, 24.
Yep. And this is crazy because Cam Akers went from 45 to 22, and DK went from 44 to 23. Akers going one spot ahead of DK. I'm not even the biggest DK guy, but that's crazy to me. The Akers hype is out of control.
Well, I feel like Akers is going even higher than that now. But
he is.
Yeah, I should have considered that.
Superflex, like 10
months ago, I bet it's
crazy on Akers, though. There's people out there, first round picks on Akers.
In one QB, he's going in the first round. I can tell you that. In Superflex. Yeah. There's like 10 quarterbacks going in the first round, so no, hardly any running back is going in the first round. One other, just because I didn't include him in here, I just wanted to mention one other crazy fact I saw looking, because I looked up guys I didn't use. Joe Burrow moved up 19 spots from 31 to 12 and dropped from QB8 to QB9.
Yeah, that's right. Startups this year is crazy. It's like 9 quarterbacks going in the first round, and then you'll get a wide receiver in there and like George Kittle. And that's just kind of how. Oh, yeah, and Christian McCaffrey. Besides that, it's all quarterbacks now. It's crazy.
I saw that and couldn't believe that he dropped in the position lead. He went up 19 spots. But anyway, so that was 1 point for Mitch, and nobody else got a point that round because you all
got trash, Mitch.
I love it.
So just
writing trash.
Mitch has 3 points, Gabe has 2 points, and Jeff has 1 point.
I'm in trouble.
It's all downhill from here, man.
How many points does Mitch have?
Mitch has 3, you have 2, Jeff has 1. Jeff has got every A-B answer wrong. He did get one of the numbers.
I'm so bad at this game. I'm so bad at ADPs.
I know, I'm not the best at it either, but we'll go on to the next one. A, Carson Wentz. B, Jared Goff. Who moved more?
Oh. A, Carson Wentz. B, Jared Goff?
Correct.
All right.
And as I said, I haven't been saying up or down, but all of them, I think, are pretty
obvious. I know. It's obvious. Yeah. No, we get it. We get it. And it's now. That's what I forget is like the now thing.
It's April Superflex ADP. So that just came out like a week ago, I think. It's
I should just start doing the opposite of what Jeff does. Then I think I'll be okay.
Should very much do the opposite of what I do.
Which is a good strategy because Gabe is the only one to get it right.
It's now, guys. It's now. You got to think about now. I would have thought of that with Acres, but I totally,
I got lucky on the first one. The close one you'll hear afterwards. So we're on the fourth one. I started with Mitch. That means Mitch should be starting this time for the number. How far?
18.
And again, this is for Goff, obviously. Goff was the correct answer, B.
How far he moved up, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He's going much higher now that he's...
Because Detroit's a better landing spot for his production.
Right, Mitch?
Lucrative wide receivers that been he's so now throwing there. To.
You said 18, correct, Mitch? I just want to make
sure.
I'm...
Yeah, 18.
I hate Mitch so much.
Me too, man. Every morning.
Look in that mirror.
That guy.
Guy's here again.
Stand him.
Mitch, that's a damn good number. Let's go. Where would Jared Goff be? Wait, what? Oh, is it from like 1 year ago?
From August.
August. Okay.
Before the season up until
right. August until April ADP or whatever ADP that's updated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
Is it April?
Yeah, it's Superflex April ADP is up now. That's where I took these from.
All right. Be honest, guys. Do you think I'm the best filibuster in the game?
Without a doubt. You won that. I mean, that's done.
If you got points for that, Gabe, you'd be killing it.
I always answered multiple choice, just whatever the first answer that comes to your mind.
I'm gonna milk it. I'm gonna milk it like my slow draft
every time.
Yeah,
but
Y'all expecting a cue from me in a startup? No way. Or a rookie draft? No. I'm milking that. Give it the last hour or two on the clock.
Go take a nap. Gabe's my mother guy wears a nap. I'll see you in
an hour. Gabe is that guy.
Anybody want to trade up?
Yeah, Gabe's that guy where the dick.
I'm gonna leave this open for 20 minutes. Anybody wants to trade up? I gotta go do the dishes if anybody wants to move up in this spot.
I would do the dishes. Yeah.
I'm gonna go mow the lawn.
Yeah. Oh shoot, forgot one more dish.
On the block.
Yeah. Go. All right. What do you say? 18. Let me go. I'm mostly just for joking. 18. I think they hate him. 25.
Jeff?
17.
I knew you were going to do it. I knew it.
Price is right idea.
You have to. If you're third, you have to basically. Yeah,
Price right him.
And the winner this time is Mitch.
I hate Mitch so much.
Because Goff went from 59 to 78 to drop a 19.
Oh.
Wow.
If you had gone one up, you would have gotten that.
Mitch
one.
Is like the ADP so calculator. Close.
I know. So close. He's like the Rain Man of this thing or something. But Mitch. Yeah, Mitch gets the bonus point for that one. So it's 4 for Mitch, 3 for Gabe, 1 for Jeff. I do have 8 total, Jeff. So if Gabe can answer a little quicker, we can move through this game. But there's still some time to catch up. I'm
on pace for 2 points.
I know.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
So the next one, A, Josh Jacobs. B, Michael Thomas.
Ooh, another fun one. Josh Jacobs, A. B, Michael Thomas. In case anyone didn't hear at home.
I feel like we need a countdown. Like 3.
I agree. I feel like that happens on DGN too, that y'all do like a countdown. Like, Rocky, you're way too nice.
I know. I really should be doing a countdown.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I do it, Gabe will still sit there for like
I know. I'm a filibuster. Yeah. But wait.
Well, what I'm really thinking about here.
It's A or B.
So many to choose from.
I know. Do it's countdown. Like, wait, what is it?
The last 4, we're going to do a countdown here.
Yeah.
You ready?
Wait, there's 4 more?
Yes, because
oh, I'm sorry. Okay, no. We have to push through this. There's another game after this. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go. Yep.
I think that last podcast you were on took so long because of you, Gabe.
I know. I'm the worst.
All right,
I'm
mine's up.
Literally the worst.
3-2-1. But now everybody did it. The correct answer is B, Michael Thomas.
Opposite of Jeff. It's what I'm doing.
you put it up first.
<I know. laughs> So for those that can't see the papers, yeah, Mitch, only one that said Michael Thomas. So he gets the point for that one. Like I said, it's Rain Man here. Fifth one, that means it's Gabe's turn to start. How far, Gabe?
How much did Michael Thomas drop? He dropped a decent amount, apparently. Probably around 28.
That's a good number.
28. Jeff.
I was going to say a number, but that's too close to Gabe's number. So,
crazy how numbers work.
It is. There's only so many.
I know.
I'll do 20 Dante Whitner.
All right. We'll go with 32.
32. What was your number again, Gabe?
28, 32, 20.
And the one that got it right was Mitch. Because sounds Michael like, Thomas dropped from 7 to 50 for a drop of 43 spots.
We're all off a little bit there.
Value on Michael Thomas out there, people.
What going in the early fifth round in current Superflex mock. So. Jeez. Jacobs went from 21 to 59 for a drop of 38. So Mitch gets distant there.
All right.
Mitch pulling away a little bit here.
Auger.
Got 2 points there to none for anybody
Mitch,
else.
Six, don't you dare.
3-1. Okay, the sixth one. I think this one might sound a little weird, but A, David Montgomery, or B, Calvin Ridley.
Wait, which one was A?
David Montgomery was A, Calvin Ridley was B.
Just go the opposite.
More.
Yeah, it's the best plan, it really is.
I should be doing a countdown. Gabe's right, but Gabe is still looking down, deciding. And I feel like, again, if I count.
I feel like I'm playing fair, you know?
He's not looking. That's the thing. Yeah, you guys can't see this listening, but Gabe is not looking up at the screen the entire time.
He's doing very well.
Paper up.
God, that one's tough. It seems so obvious, but then it's just like I look at Twitter and people like love that freaking idiot.
His family might be listening, Gabe.
I know you're good. Nice. You're right.
That's a B. The correct answer is Jeff's A.
I got one. Wow! Look at that.
They love him so much. I should have recognized that. They love him.
So, and Jeff is also
really moved it start,
so Jeff got the only point that for David Montgomery, and he's also the one to start on the movement. How much did he move?
13.
Jeff, Mitch,
21. I don't even know on this one.
13 and 21. Mitch. And Gabe says, do I shoot him in between that much? 20.
And the winner for this one is Jeff. Because David Montgomery, this is the reason I used the word move for this entire thing, because this is hilarious to me. David Montgomery had a top, 5, 6, 7 season?
Mm-hmm.
He went from 63 in August to 73 in April. He moved down 10 spots.
That's crazy.
Well, he got old. He's old running back.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Oh, yeah. Calvin Ridley went from 48 to 40 to move up 8, so that's why Montgomery was more. That's the only reason I wasn't really saying up or down for each of them. So
I thought they were thirsty for David Montgomery. That's
I know. I was trying not to say anything because you kept saying that. Mm-hmm. So it's
I was just throwing my co-hosts off here.
It's now 6 Mitch, 3 Gabe, 3 Jeff. Two ones left, 4 points up for grabs. So technically somebody could catch Mitch here.
Somebody that is not Jeff could catch Mitch here.
number 7. A, Stefon Diggs, or B, Aaron Rodgers. Who moved more?
Move. The word move. Now you got me tripping. All right. Diggs or Rodgers? A, Diggs. B, Rodgers. I say.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry.
There we go.
Oh, Jeff. The only one who put up B, Aaron Rodgers, which is the correct answer.
Really? People hated Diggs last year.
People hated Rodgers last year, though, too. He came off a very down 2019, so now people are taking him in the first round.
Curious how close it is, though.
Making up for it this year, man.
Need that quarterback. He had 11 or off the board in the first eight picks. You got to figure out something.
Like I said, Gabe, as I said, the majority of these are close. So this one is close, too, as you'll hear.
This one's close.
But we start with Mitch for the number. How far did Rodgers move?
40.
Ooh.
That's probably way. Yeah, that's way off. We'll stick with it, though.
All right.
Gabe.
Now you're throwing me off. Are you working for Jeff over here? What's going on? What would he do?
I think you should do 41, Gabe.
Right?
I think I'm going to go lower for sure, but I just don't know how lower because I want to make sure that you don't get good little number there. How about 24?
24, Gabe. What do you say, Jeff?
41.
What?
Good strategy, but it didn't matter.
Milked?
The answer is 40.
Mitch, the ABC.
Yes.
There are like 100 numbers it could be, and Mitch is throwing out.
I like it.
He went from 56 to 16. Diggs went from 69 to 33 for a move up of 36 spots. So it was close, but
it is close.
Yeah. So we'll go to the last one here, and this one is kind of gross. A, Zach Ertz, or B, Keyshawn Vaughn. Sorry, Mitch. I know that brings up painful memories.
I know who I'm picking.
And again, remember that DLF is non-tight end premium ADP, just so you know. Unless it drops probably about the same.
I have a feeling there's only one reason why you would bring up Keyshawn Vaughn. Yeah, he has to be the answer.
That's tough, though. Ertz was A?
Ertz was A, Keyshawn was B. We got A for Gabe, A for Jeff, B for Mitch. And it is actually A, Mitch Zacher.
Really? Wow. Good for our Keyshawn Vaughn truthers.
So
I don't think it's a Keyshawn Vaughn truthers. I don't. Yeah.
Definitely so point. But I did not mention this after the last one. With you getting that last 40 there, these guys can't catch you because you're up. You were up by three going into this. It was 7-4-3. So
I like it.
Yeah. So this is all just for fun. So, Gabe, you start on this one. How far did Zach Ertz move?
A buck.
That's 100.
Yeah.
Jeff.
69.
Nice.
135.
And the point that doesn't matter goes to Gabe.
Very
Zach
nice.
Ertz moved 96 spots from 66 to 162. The reason Keyshawn didn't beat him is because he started off much, much lower. So I tried my best to raise
that ADP up, man. I did my best last offseason.
By August, he was, I think Fournette had probably been signed by then. He was already at 114. He went to 192 in April for a drop of 78. So it ended up Mitch 7, Gabe and Jeff both ended up with 5. So good game, but Mitch takes that one. So Mitch 1, Jeff 1. Gabe, you can make a three-way tie here, and then I got to figure out a tiebreaker. Because we are now going to the name game. Ooh. And I've been dreading this coming up just because now I have to explain it, because the other times I've been on here, I tried to leave it to the other host because nobody ever explains it very well. But it's basically there is a theme, which the theme tonight is going to be musical artists. Which gave Gabe a little bit there because he's definitely a musical guy. But so there's going to be a clue where I give – the way we're going to do this is I'm going to give a song from that artist. And I will tell you guys, it'll be – most of these are solo artists. Most of these are from within the last 20 years. Some of them are very current. And yeah, I think you should know most of these songs. So it doesn't necessarily apply to every single one, but that's the majority of them. So I tried, and they're all, the other thing I was going to say is they're also mostly very, very poppy because I think I wanted to make them well known. So there's not a lot of, you know, little known bands or anything in here. So, but there's going to be a theme of the musical artist where I give the song and then I give a position and a division and a conference. So, and depending on which I say first, that's which one comes first. The two have to blend together to make one word. The way they often describe it on here is it's like Wheel of Fortune before and after. So to give you an example, and this is not in there, obviously, if I were to say never going to give you up and NFC East running back, it would be Rick Astley, Ezekiel Elliott. So does that make sense to everybody?
Yes.
Artist name or name artist.
Yes. And the clue you're going to get is a song. The first one, the main clue I gave everybody was just a random song. If you need a hint, you get three if you get it with no hints. You get two if you get it with one hint, one point if you get it with two hints. You can get a hint to the team of the player, or you can get a hint for the artist. And that will be another song, which I just basically Googled, what is this artist's biggest song? Whatever Google spat back at me. That's what I put. So I'm pretty sure you should guys all know at least one of these songs for these artists. So, yes, Gabe.
Question. Could we just request you to sing the song?
I am not singing. So I am not Russ. I am not singing.
For 4 points, 5 points, or can we get a bonus point for singing it ourselves? I'm just trying to get some points. Basically, just trying to get some points because I'm losing.
There's definitely no chance I will be sick. Okay.
I'm in.
okay, so hopefully that all made sense. Like I said, nobody ever explains this game very well. And the last thing to mention, which if you guys listen for, you probably know, but the last thing to mention is when you think you know, say your name. That's like your buzzer. So, and then you get to answer first. So I'm going to give you the first clue now. Again, we have eight of these, I believe, as well. So let's rush through these because we're already pushing an hour.
FF filibuster.
Yep. Okay, the first one, AFC South. And again, whatever I say first is what comes first in the blended together thing. So AFC South running back and Look What You Made Me Do.
AFC South.
Yeah, and if you guys do want a hint, you guys have to all agree on which hint you get, whether it's the team or the artist.
Jeff. Jonathan Taylor Swift.
That is correct.
Why did I? It was the last name that I was writing down.
I'm disappointed in you, Gabe, not getting the Taylor Swift question.
I did have the Taylor Swift, and I was like running through the run. I literally started with Jaguars. Robinson, Henry, Johnson. Robinson, Henry, John. Like, what am I doing?
So that's 3
Can
points.
Can I just leave?
Yeah. Can I just be done?
Because there were no hints.
I had the Taylor Swift, and
I would think
Swift
if you got
was in
Taylor
my mind.
Swift, Jonathan Taylor would come.
I know, but Swift was in my brain.
See, in my head, I already had. He's gonna say Taylor Swift, and it's gonna be DeAndre Swift, right? So it didn't even like approach my brain that it's gonna be Jonathan Taylor. Like it has to be DeAndre Swift. This is how this is gonna work.
Maybe I got one right.
I'm such a fool.
I'm happy to get one right.
All right, I'm going 7-0 from here on out. Just so y'all know, I'm mad now.
All right.
Okay, you ready for the next one, Gabe?
No, I'm not. I'm such a loser. I'm depressed now.
The next one is, and there's two possible answers to this. I'll take either. Because of the player. 7 rings and NFC North running back.
That's not my name. Sorry.
What division?
NFC North.
Gabe.
Yes.
Ariana Grande-Alvin Cook.
Oh, Gabe.
Come on. That's not fair. Fine. Ariana Gabe?
Nope, you can't answer again.
This is stupid. Because there is a bend there. I had the other one, but I didn't. This isn't fair.
Mitch?
This is Ariana. Stop. Shut up. Don't even say it. Can I say it for Mitch?
David Montgomery.
That is Gabe. An acceptable answer, yes.
What?
I also would have taken Ariana Grande, J. Dillon.
Are you kidding me? Hold on. Okay, Alvin wait. Cook no. Work, we have to. Dave. We have to talk about this. No. Because are you serious? Because the NFC, the other one would work too. Ariana Grande, DeAndre Swift. All four literally work.
No, DeAndre Swift and Dalvin Cook do not work. Just because they
this
have
is the absurd.
You just have to. Sometimes they just sound ish.
Al and
which Jay one? Which one? Which one won? David Montgomery. Ariana
David
Grande.
Montgomery won.
David Montgomery. That's the exact sound of her name.
Guys, this isn't right. Because you, the reason why I said what I said is because you said there was flexibility. Look, I'm out. I'm ending this.
I'm out of here.
Isn't that interesting? All four of them kind of like
fit it really that. Is.
Yeah.
Isn't
that
kind of funny?
Yeah.
I'm bad. Crazy. I should just mention I'm bad at naming the team.
Okay, so the next one is baby, and NFC East wide receiver.
No, I'm scared to even say anything.
Mitch looks stumped.
Yeah, I have no idea. This one's hard because if you don't know the singer, like there's no way to guess the wide receiver.
Yeah, it is. I tried to make them not
NFC
cheated.
East, you said?
Yeah. This one, I think you probably would know the second song if you don't know that first song, but I think. I feel like if I know these, you should know these. I am horrible with music, so...
Sorry, I'm going through the
and if you guys want to
receivers, yeah, I know.
Jeff, any ideas?
I'm bad at music.
And
man.
It's sorry, you said
you said
artist first.
Artist first, yes. Baby, and NFC East wide receiver.
And they're like 45 pop songs named baby.
Right? They all have baby in there somewhere.
You guys want a hint? Nobody's answering.
No, hold on.
Gabe's like, we're not doing any hits. Dude, I am getting this right.
Dude, the NFC North one really bothered me, Rocky. It's I feel like we dude, I hope that this goes out on Twitter and people are like, yeah, there should probably be some leniency on that because every single running back kind of sounds like
Jeff.
George Michael Gallup.
That's incorrect.
That'd have been fun.
That was a good guess. I like that.
Is that a song?
Sure. It can be. He's a guy.
You just pick an NFC wide receiver and find a name to go with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
not a bad strategy if you don't know the artist. You are out, though, even if the other two take a hint. Once you guess, you're done. And Gabe is filibustering it again.
I'm just kind of mad. That's all.
Or I'm going to let him guess.
Not actually mad. I'm just like, you know, yeah, that's true. You could let me guess. And
I'm just waiting.
It up. Yep. That's true. All right. I guess we'll wait. Where do we hint? What's the maximum
you guys
point?
Have to choose,
I think the singer is the best way to get the hint here. Another song.
Probably.
Yeah, you guys have to agree. So you guys want the singer hint?
Sure.
Okay.
Because that kind of threw me off.
The next song that you will get is Waterfalls.
Oh.
And NFC East wide receiver. I told you guys would probably know the second song.
No, it threw me off, actually. Because I was on a one-track mind, and I didn't want to...
Mitch.
Oh.
TLCD Lamb.
That's correct.
Yes. That was my guess.
Yes.
Good job by you, Mitch.
Thank you.
So 2 points for Mitch for that one. Five.
I think I knew it was CeeDee Lamb too.
Gabe is behind.
I'm still mad. I'm like reeling in over that second one still, Rocky. Like I don't know if you're coming onto the open bar if we have you as a guest in this next like month, but if you are, you're not anymore. Just so you know.
No, luckily I got on a couple weeks ago. So you guys haven't reinvited me back already. Okay, we're going to the next one. NFC West, tight end, and Halo.
Ugh. NFC West?
Yes.
What? Which was first? Which was first?
NFC West tight end was first.
Okay.
And the song clue is Halo.
No. You don't have to say that part.
No, stop talking.
I don't want them to hear it again.
They didn't know.
They missed it the first time.
They missed it.
Jeff.
Ah, Jeff.
Such a loser.
Tyler Higg, Beyonce.
That is correct.
I hate everything about this, man.
Gabe, I thought you might have the edge here. I thought you were a music guy.
But... I really do have the edge, but I was an idiot the first one. I'll give you that. I knew it was Taylor Swift, and then I wrote three other running backs that weren't on that list. And then you actually, you know, kloogied me on the second one. You kloogied me 100%. You kloogied Jeff, too, and somehow Mitch got it. And then the third and fourth one should have been DeAndre Swift work too. It's crazy, bro. I should have got that one, though. I should have got that one.
I can't wait till I know what kloogied means. Is that an open bar pod or a
I don't know
bar pod secret?
I don't know, man.
Is there like a ceremony?
You just, I just got kloogied, don't you know?
Yeah. It's an all purpose word.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go to the next one. Without me. And Hall of Fame,
Jesus,
Super Bowl winning running back who played the majority of his career in the NFC East, no longer active.
NFC East?
Yes.
Mitch?
Yes.
Eminem Smith?
Correct.
He said Eminem. Was it Eminem?
Eminem Mitch. Eminem Mitch.
So Gabe, this is not going well for you.
I'm so mad at this game right now. I'm so mad. Like, I am trying to keep my composure as like a podcaster, but I am so mad.
So right now it's 8 for Mitch, who said he was not good at the name game, by the way, and has gotten 3 of the questions right.
I got lucky.
And 6 for Jeff, and Gabe's pitching a shutout. So the next one, though, Gabe, this will be fun. This is a 4-pointer if you get it with no clues, because... it's what we in the name game biz like to call a threesome. There is a player, the theme clue, and another player. So what we're going to do is AFC North wide receiver, We Found Love, and NFC East wide receiver.
What was the last division?
NFC East.
Was there some sort of double trouble game that you were playing? What?
It's a player, the singer, and then another player. It all goes together.
Player, singer. What was it? Wait, there. What? Who's the first receiver? I'm so confused.
AFC North wide receiver. The song clue is We Found Love. And then there's also an NFC East wide receiver. And they all run together with the names. If you could come up with it, Gabe, you could get back in this.
I know. I know what part of it is. 2/3 of it. They're all receivers.
They're both receivers, yes. The singer is not a receiver.
Are you sure?
How do you know?
Yeah. Well, what do you know? What do you know, Rocky?
No, I'll just leave.
Should
that
we go back to Ariana? This is what happens. The filibuster is wasting my time and letting y'all answer questions.
I know.
I've been. That's what happened.
Jeff and Mitch are thinking about this.
I know, and I just been chilling.
Like, I think I know. I know the singer.
True. You said AFC North, didn't you?
Yes.
AFC North, shoot. And then NFC East. Yeah.
Gosh.
With We Found Love in the middle. I can give you a clue to...
No, no.
He's like, no one is getting hits.
He wants the 4 points. Because there's 3 available.
Hey, Gabe.
So we'll Gabe.
I hope. I don't know with your freaking name game rules. I am furious. I'm afraid to even say anything. I'm so embarrassed. Juju Smith-Schuster, Rihanna, Amari Cooper.
Oh, Gabe.
You're cheating. No way. That's not it.
That is not it. The last letter does not work as running into the other name in the name game. It has to be the last sound. So,
Rihanna, Amari Cooper.
No, I'm talking about the Juju Smith-Schuster part.
The R and the R? The Juju Smith-Schuster, Rihanna?
It has to be the sound.
The re?
Yes. I'm sorry, Gabe. It was
Jeff,
a good
answer. Jeff.
Jeff.
Jarvis Landriana Amari Cooper.
Correct. Oh, my God. Oh, man. And Jeff takes the lead with that one.
Nice.
10-8. Gabe is just playing for pride here now.
Gabe, you're on Team Jeff. Let's do it. You can do this, Gabe. I believe in you. You are the music man, Gabe.
Gabe is just very unhappy with me right now.
I believe in you, Gabe. Pull through. We can do it together.
I can't get over the look, Gabe. I wish people could see this that are listening. But okay. These last two were my favorites, the way they run together. So Gabe will probably get them wrong. So, because they run together very smoothly. But the first one is Because You Loved Me, an NFC North running back. And I had a feeling this first song might not be super easy, but I guarantee you guys will know the second song if you need that clue.
Sorry, what was the order? I wasn't listening.
Because You Loved Me, an NFC North running back.
Oh, shit. Gabe.
Yes.
I don't even know if it's the artist anymore. I'm so Gabe. Out of sight, out of mind. I'm furious over this name game. I quit, but I feel like this name was already set. Oh, or wait. No, it was said when it wasn't, didn't count for Ariana Grande, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Celine DeAndre Swift.
That is correct.
I quit.
I'm done.
So Mitch has to, it's 10-8-3. You're on the board. But Mitch has to get this one right with no clues to outright win it. And, or with one clue to tie it. Come on, if anybody else gets it, it's Jeff's game.
Who wants to, I don't know. Who wants to send me some beer?
That's right.
So, which actually, though, that's good for me, though, because that means there will not be a 1-1-1 tie. So I don't have to worry about tie breaking that. But
that's why I feel like I was cheated, basically.
Anyway, last one. Song is Starships and Incoming Running Back from the SEC Conference.
From the SEC? Oh, okay, Gabe.
Gabe.
See, all right, look, guys, I gotta apologize, well, a little bit. I do feel that the NFC North thing, that could have gone all four ways, which is really interesting to me. But I feel like I may have misinterpreted the game a little bit because I was thinking more on letters versus sounds. I will apologize for that. My bad. Now that we're on the sounds game, now I get it. Now I will win everything. This game is really easy. So the name is Nicki Minaj Harris.
Yes, that's correct.
Case closed. I had a really good time on this podcast tonight. Thanks, everyone.
You're my hero, Gabe. Yeah. I could never feud with you. You're my hero.
I know.
Which means
have Jeff fun, guys. Come Jeff up with eight more.
And Jeff takes the night 2-1. So congratulations.
Well done. Jeff. Well done.
Thank you.
It looked for a bit like Mitch was going to pull out that name game and came roaring me. Back.
I'm so bad at these pop songs. I'm so bad at naming the tune.
I thought the last one was Mariah Carey. So, you know, shows what I know.
Mariah Kadeem Carey.
I actually did, for some reason, write Mariah Carey on the Because You Love Me for some reason. I don't know. Like, I felt that, like, falsetto that Mariah Carey hits, but I was like, oh, no, obviously Celine Dion. Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. Obviously. Come on.
I was curious. Did you guys know that one besides Gabe? I wasn't sure if you guys
I don't know any of these.
Yeah. Yeah, nope. Gabe knew.
I knew every single one, Fire. Rocky. That's the thing, is like, I'm really like, actually, like, people can't see this in y'all can't even see this. You can maybe hear it a little bit, but I'm like absolutely steaming between my headphones right now, bro. I wanted the name game. That's all I wanted. I wanted the music, man. Come on. I just came off a pod talking about music.
I appreciate you.
For an hour and a half.
The second clue for Celine was My Heart Will Go On. I figured you guys would know that. Yeah.
I was ready to karaoke.
You can still do it. I mean, yeah.
Nothing's stopping you.
Put it out through song.
It won't make me feel better.
A name game tie. You want to see if you get that one too, Gabe?
What's that?
I had a super easy tiebreaker one.
Yeah, sure.
For the name game, if in case it had tied. Born in the USA. Well, the singer's super easy. An NFC right. West running back.
NFC West?
Yeah.
Running back?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Because I could do it with a quarterback.
I will give you a hint. He is not a starting running back.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Russ. Not that Russ. That's where I was at with Russ, actually, with the NFC West QB. It's a second rounder. A backup.
Let me just tell you, I mean, this game, this doesn't count for anything, so...
Bruce Springsteen, Raheem Mostert.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
I guess the running back was too deep of a pull. I guess the singer was obvious, but the second part was not. Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, all I could think of was Chase Edmonds.
Bruce Springsteen, Benjamin.
Yes.
Oh, that nice. Was
third string. I wasn't even going third string.
That was the beginning of the name game, I think.
Yeah, I just don't know the name of any of these singers.
Yeah.
Right?
I know that song. Wait, who sings it?
So that finishes up the show. Jeff wins, and we'll be back. There is going to be a tournament of champions. Russ is promising us. So congratulations, Jeff. And we'll start with you for the goodbyes here. Just anything you want to say, anything you want to, you know, plug what you're doing, let us know.
Yeah, I'm just thrilled to be here. I'm happy to win. Thank you so much for the invitation, Rocky. Jeff, I'm For Whom J Bell Tolls on Twitter, Fantasy Probes going for two, and the Debbie Royale.
Okay, Mitch.
Just at DinoMC on Twitter, and then I'm on Dynasty Theory and FF Confidential.
And Gabe.
At Rocky is dead to me.
I was waiting for what he was going to say about me.
I hate saying it out loud. FF man bun. open bar. Don't follow me. I would just say don't follow me. Follow J Mike. J Mike check. That's my dude. Open bar Tuesdays, 9:30 Eastern ish. Name game's a cheat.
The name game was perfectly fair. But I want to thank all three of you for coming on. This was a lot of fun. I enjoyed your filibustering, Gabe.
Yeah, and that was fun.
And we'll do it again sometime. So especially Jeff will do it again sometime. But thanks again, and good night, everybody.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free?
Dynasty game night.
Game night.